Keep Moving with the Cycle of God, by Jesus, Speaking in Prophecy.
I have kept you through all things, through the trying times, the testing times, the purging times. And there are cycles in which things go well, and then they go bad, and then I bring forth victories, and they go well again. You must hold on to me, seek me, and follow me through each phase of the cycles. For I lead you, and I guide you, and I bring you through these things. So think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which test you and try you. For I allow these things, to move you, to change you, to test you, to purge you, to cause you to seek me, to make you face the challenges, to make you pull out the sword of the Spirit of my word, to make you hold up the shield of faith, and to make you fight. So when you are faced with these obstacles, these tests, these trials, do not let them discourage you. Do not be downcast about them or worried that they will not be solved or that victories will not be won. For I say to you, they will, for it is part of the cycle. But you must go through this portion of the cycle to come out at the other end with victory. Look back upon the past and think of the times of testing, the times when it looked like you were defeated, the times when you felt like giving up, the times when the problems swirled about you. But because you hung on, you went through the cycle, you sought me, you fought, you received my answers, and you implemented them, victory was brought about. Remember this. Always remember this. Remember that there are cycles that you pass through. But when you are in the lowest part of the cycle, that is when you must cry out to me and hang on to me and trust me the most, because all about you looks like tests and trials, like defeat and discouragement. That is when you must look to me, and I will guide you and direct you to bring you out of that portion of the cycle and into the victorious portion. When all is dark and you cannot see, when all seems to be defeat, or when there are problems that you are facing that you do not see the answers to, just seek me and trust me, for I will show you. I promise you this, if you call out to me, I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. So do not look at these setbacks, these tests, these difficulties as defeat. Look at them as stepping stones to the victory, stepping stones to progress. If you did not have some of these tests, these trials, you would become complacent. You would not strive to move forward. You would not try to solve the problems. You would not desperately seek me for the solutions. That's the purpose of the cycle, that when the problems and the difficulties arise, you rise up to meet them in faith. You fight and you win. And that brings forth the next portion of the cycle, the victory, the progress, the forward movement. And then you are faced with new challenges, new fights, and new tests. And you must once again fight and take up the challenge and seek me, cry out to me, that you may overcome these tests and trials, and that you may then move out of that portion of the cycle and again into the victory. Like a wheel, the top goes down to the bottom and comes up to the top again, and that is motion, and that moves the vehicle forward. And that's what these cycles do. They move you forward. So do not look at them as defeats or weights, but as challenges, as a way to make forward motion. And yes, I know it is difficult to fight your way through. I know it is difficult to face the problems, to face the challenges, to seek me for solutions and to implement them. But as you do, it brings you out of the decline of the cycle, the low point of the cycle, upward to the victory, the high point of the cycle. So take up the challenge, seek me, love me, stand strong in faith and in my word, implement it, live it and do it, so that you will be ever moving with the cycle of God, the cycle of victory. Keep seeking me, keep obeying me, and keep moving forward, onward and upward, until you arrive at your final destination, which is in my arms, together forever with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.